Before we get into this week's edition of The Wiggle Room on Rob as a Podcast, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, those are the friends over at Bet Online. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think that there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, Bet Online, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on from their online casino to poker and blackjack, and they are bringing the Vegas to you. If you're missing the NFL, no problem. Bet Online has live, daily Madden NFL 20 simulations that you can wager on. And if you're into the entertainment betting, you can still bet on stock prices, even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. It's all open 24 hours a day and all online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus. Bet Online, your online wagering solution. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner, Podcast One, Bet Online, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use the promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Check it out.
Josh.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Lur.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Lur.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Lur.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Lur.
Do the wiggle, man.
Yes, that's right. The Wiggle Room is here. Finale edition, Josh Wiggler.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Two-time Survivor champion.
Can you believe it?
The tunicorn. The tunicorn.
Yes.
It's real.
From now on, it's a survey. Like, can you believe it? Tony.
Can you believe it?
One Survivor.
Yeah. The final champion of Survivor until whichever lucky adolescent is the champion of Survivor 41.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, like, I think we had some time to gird ourselves for the likelihood given the past several weeks. It doesn't make it feel any less surreal that Tony sits on the throne with Sandra. It's just wild. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How does he get that pitch?
I don't know. He's amazing. He's
been work. Oh, that's pretty close, right?
He's been working on it.
It was okay. There. Yeah.
Josh, so I've done several podcasts where I've talked about my reaction to all this. So just take us through your reaction to a person who's very near and dear to both of our hearts, Tony Vlachos, becoming the two-time winner of Survivor.
It makes me so happy. It really makes me happy. I know how hard Game Changers was on him. And how excited I was to see him play again for that season, for it to be so short-lived, was depressing on many fronts, and perhaps a sign of the fact that maybe that wouldn't be as enjoyable a season as we all would have hoped. The fact that he is crowned the winner of winners is so electrifying. When the conversation surrounding Tony for so long was... like, was it a fluke that it happened in the first place? Was it just something that was not like a repeatable attempt? Could no one ever play like Tony again? Could nobody ever win the game the way that Tony won the game? And it turns out that the answer is actually you can win the game like Tony if you're Tony and you get to play again. And the fact that Tony has two titles to his name is ultimately awesome. And I think who he ends up with in the final three, that's a really, really great final three of just people who I really, really like. I would have loved to have seen Michelle walk away with a vote. I know a lot of like the post game stuff has clarified a little bit of the reason behind that, but I greatly appreciated the standing O at final tribal council from almost everybody on that jury, with an exception perhaps. And I really appreciate that because that was how I was feeling at the end of it. I came into the finale saying, I don't know where Winners at War ranks for me in terms of the seasons all told. And I tried to do the exercise and it was falling somewhere in that 10 to 15 space. But I don't know how much the finale will boost that. And certainly like being able to go back and watch the season with the knowledge that Tony is the guy who's going to take this whole thing to the top. That might impact the viewing on a second blush. But that finale was incredible. I'm so glad that the vast majority of it was spent on the actual events of the episode rather than really trying to shoehorn this, what would have been absolutely insane and Uncanny Valley style Zoom reunion. So I loved watching the finale. I thought the finale was terrific. I thought it was great. I'm thrilled for Tony. I'm really psyched that Natalie worked her way back. That was a really strong showing for her and very validating of her whole experience. And Michelle was amazing too. And she kicked the puzzle again and it was great. It was great. So I was very happy. I was very happy with the whole thing.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience, the whole 3 hours. And yeah, I talked about this on This Week in Survivor. We had a very fun talk with Kellen Bechtold on the season finale of This Week in Survivor.
How's
with
Kellen doing?
She's doing okay.
Yeah.
She's been locked away in Spain for some time. She was traveling the world, and then she made a stop there at the very beginning of the pandemic, and then has been... ended up that she was sheltering in place with one guy, and it didn't work out. Then she ended up, now she's in a new relationship. So she's out there.
Hopping all over. Yeah,
she's
all
living
over Spain.
Life.
Living that Espana life.
But I brought that up to say that, Josh, that should Survivor be looking at the 3 hour block of finale as the best use of that time, as opposed to getting in 30 to 40 minutes of a reunion show that nobody ever seems happy with?
Yeah, I think that this is the move moving forward. I doubt that it will be. My guess is that it won't be. My guess is, like, if Survivor is able to film again, and if it becomes safe to have, you know, a live audience at a finale again, that they'll opt for that. But I do think that they stumbled into a format that really worked. We talked about Survivor Worlds Apart once upon a time as having, like, that finale felt like Survivor the movie. And I don't know if this is the sequel or if this is the new movie. Was the finale for Winners at War, but it was just, it was very, very epic in scope. It felt like there was just so much room to tell a very big, sprawling story where almost everything made sense. Even with 3 hours, they're not able to fit in a confessional from my girl Denise, as Denise is on her way out. So I wasn't thrilled about that, but what are you going to do? I think all told, having that much time on the board is really beneficial for that finale. And, like, a complicated vote happens, and I don't need Professor Probst to stop everything down and draw up the strategy on the blackboard. You know, that's what you and Steven are here for. That's mm-hmm. like what the whole podcast post-game infrastructure exists for. Let's just get the show. When the show is as complicated as it is right now, when there's so much material to get through, let's just get the show, especially for finale night. But I did enjoy hanging out in Jeffrey's garage the few times we got to go in there. I think it was just the right amount.
Okay.
I think all finales moving forward should be the ratio of episode to live component, and all of the live component should be in Jeff's garage moving forward.
Yeah, that's fine. In a future season, would you like to see the final three join Jeff Probst at the garage?
In the garage? Yeah.
Jay Leno thing. All right, I'll see the three of you back in Los Angeles in my garage.
Yeah, that could be the move. That could be it. Mm-hmm. Although I will say, I think, you know, it really translates in the Cagayan finale, I think, when you go back and watch it, of how, like, out of sorts Tony was, and, like, his whole family wasn't able to be there and everything, because, you know, young child at the time. The joy, I think, that just, like, exuded from the Zoom call of him being able to share that moment at home, at home with his family, from the security of his own home. Tony has said before, like, he hated the pre-jury trip. He doesn't like to travel. That's not really his thing. He goes on planes to play Survivor, but he's a homebody. So I think for him, finale night for him must have just been, like, a really, really, really special night. So I'm happy for him that he didn't have to commute anywhere. I think that was probably the optimal situation for Tony.
We know how Tony feels. He's a simple man.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to travel. We know that he also...
I don't travel nowhere. I don't go to fine dining.
He doesn't go to fine dining.
I felt attacked. I was like, oh, Tony, you're seeing through my soul. I love to travel. Mm-hmm. I love fine dining.
Do you go to fine dining?
I'll go to a very fine dining. I'll mm-hmm. go to, like, okay dining. I'll go to any dining.
Yeah.
But as long as the dining is at least fine, I'm going
to
be happy.
Yeah, I go to a lot of dining where it's like,
it's fine.
Rob, how was that? It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, what, you don't like food? No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't, right?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Food is fine.
Yeah.
Okay? Tony and I, we're the same thing.
Yeah.
We just love to be around our family. And mm-hmm. that's really it. That's what compels us.
You guys have a lot in common.
That's just, please, I just want to be nonstop with them, and I get to live that dream right now.
Yeah, he's bald. You once shaved your head bald.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a lot in common.
Yeah. Okay. Josh, and what else about the finale?
I mean, I don't know. Like, look, okay, so here's what's up, right? This is the situation. This is the Wiggle Room. The Wiggle Room contains the Wandoff.
Yeah.
Every season of the Wiggle Room and Wandoff contains a final Wandoff, where the winners of the previous Wandoffs throughout the previous Wiggle Rooms compete in a head-to-head battle for the coveted Wiggler's Wombats jacket and a gift certificate to Applebee's as a holdover from season 39.
Yeah.
Rob, I am to understand that there are many combatants here in Wombats
at
War today.
Yeah, we got a lot
today
to get to in the Wandoff coming up. I believe we have 19 entrants.
Wow.
But hey, get Mike Bloom on the line. I think this should be a brand steal instead of a vote.
This is like, we got to use the Fiji format though, right?
Hey, win in Fiji, right?
Yeah. Matt Liguori, champion, just beat me by, I promised him the car.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would work out for me. It didn't. So I figure these Wandoffs are likely going to provide us with a lot of conversational fodder that we can get through as we go.
Sure.
Because if it's really just shy of 20 Wandoffs.
Yeah. Well, we're including the season 39 combatants as well.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to get through. Okay.
Let's do it.
Just one other survivor note from today. Josh, did you happen to see, you know, we talked about how, like, with no finale, who was going to get this season's Sia money, but then it turns out that Donathan, the good Nick Wilson human, Donathan.
Oh my God.
That he ended up tweeting out. He got a message from Sia after he had tweeted out a little bit of a Throwback Thursday himself. That he said, I was looking through my photos and was today years old. Let me just realize that is that I was looking through my photos and was today years old when I realized my photo with Sia was a live photo. Are you today years old right now, Josh?
I guess technically, right? I'm as old as I am today.
Is that a Donathan expression or is he missing a word here?
No, that's what the kids say. There's a meme that's like, I was today years old
today
when
years
I found
old
out
oh, wow.
blank. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You were today years old when you found out I was today years old blank is a meme.
Yes. Okay. And Sia says, I want to help you out with the same amount this year. You know the drill. Email Nathan. I love you, Donathan. Keep going.
Do you think that she meant to say email, comma, Nathan, and like she calls Donathan Nathan, and that's like her nickname for Donathan.
Yes.
As they've become closer over the years. So she's saying like, email me directly, Nathan.
Yeah. Donathan, a.k.a. Nathan, said, OMG, I am crying some more. I
Good
am
for Donathan.
Speechless.
That's great.
We have been without water, and this is so needed right now. I have not been.
Who
I've
are
been
they
going
to
so
give
hard.
The Sia money to of the winners at war? You know, like I think that would have been ridiculous if in this time, in this day and age, if Sia is giving Sia money to confirmed survivor millionaires. So I guess I don't have too many hot takes on the Sia of it all, other than the time I thought I was going to explode at the Koh Rang finale.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the hottest Sia take that I have, but good for Donathan.
Why were you
that's great.
Explode?
I'm sure. Well, it was the first time she stood up and it was very stressful. And I really didn't think that I did not know what was going on. And it felt like we were all, about to endure a very bad moment. And thankfully it was just Sia. And that was the beginning of the Sia era of Survivor.
Should Sia adopt Donathan?
I think Donathan is an adult. I don't know that he needs to be adopted by Sia. It sounds like he has a very powerful friend in Sia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe right. Quarantine with Sia seems like a decent idea.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nathan is in charge of all things Sia money, I guess.
That's great.
Okay, there you go. And I guess like what happened with Davey, that all the Survivor players should be checking their email in case in case they got an email from Nathan.
Yeah, you never know. Nathan for you.
Nathan for you, Donathan. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think she is working with Nathan Fielder and that's who handles the Sia money? Is this all one long bit?
Oh, do you think that he's like, okay, Sia, I'm going to be your publicist. Okay, here's what you're going to do. Okay. Yeah. For $15,000 a year, we are going to advertise and get your name out to 8 million Survivor fans. Here's how we do it. Okay.
Yeah.
You, one, pretend to like the TV show Survivor. Mm-hmm. Find the most... fill in the blank, whether it's Sad Sack or animal loving contestant that you can find. And then you will appear on the show. And for a measly cost of $15,000, you will get hundreds of thousands of dollars worth in free publicity and advertising.
It feels like a Nathan Fielder plan.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this is like the chili suit of Survivor strategies.
Yeah. So, all right. Good going there. By Nathan and Sia and Donathan. Awesome. Congratulations.
No, very happy for Donathan. Donathan's a great guy.
This okay. Is great. All right, Josh. So let's go ahead then. And before we get to our final wand off, let me take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Noom. Noom. It's the habit change program that uses psychology to teach you how your mind works. You can understand why you make the decisions you make and feel empowered to change for good. With Noom, you pick the right goals for you, whether it's feeling better in your clothes, having more stamina to keep up with your busy life, and being more in tune with your body's needs. Noom is going to help you with physical examples of eating better to feel better, having more energy, and enjoying exercise again, and also with psychological examples about feeling good about your choices and improve sense of self-worth and mood, less stress and anxiety. I have a podcast coming later on this week about life at Ponderosa, and I'm telling you that they could have studied this over at Noom, because you were learning about the psychology of how a lot of survivors make food choices.
Yeah, I got to tell you, with life in lockdown, I could stand to look into Noom. I've been looking too much into Om Nom Nom over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Noom is great because it works with your lifestyle. So you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan. You have specific lessons that you'll learn about your habits in the ease of just 10 minutes a day. And also, you'll have a personalized coach who will help you understand yourself and your goals. It's based on the cognitive behavioral approach and uses personalized courses.
It's, the cognitive.
The cognitive approach. Behavioral approach, using personalized courses to help you reach your specific goals. And it's very forgiving because you're human. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track. Tomorrow, everybody's busy. That's why Noom doesn't demand too much of your time. It's designed by a psychologist. No specific jargon or complicated stuff to remember, just the behavior change experts, and they meet you on your level. Over 80% of Noomers finished the program. Over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. I've gotten the app on my phone. It's very easy. You just connect with your personalized coach, get all sorts of insights into what you're doing. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com/Rob. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/Rob. All
right. Okay. I'm writing that down.
Yeah, write it down. All right, here we go.
Stop right there. Straight up leave here, it would make me so happy for the rest of my life if you'd shut the shirk up and just eat your damn rice. It's the wand off, it's the wand off forever. If you need to, you can straight up leave here, but it'll make you so happy for the rest of your life if you turn the songs up and turn out to be nice. You want to know right now before you go any further, it's the wand off, it'll be here forever.
Come here to battle with rhymes and melody to take you on an oral trip and fill Josh with glee.
Whee!
So strap on your headphones. They're winners at war. And just what are they fighting for the final wand.
All right, thank you to James and Chelsea. Woo! From Canada.
Oh, wow. It's okay. It's that final asterisk wand off. Here it is on Rob Has a Podcast. Wombats at War. We better be ready.
We're ready. All right, Josh, quickly, some old business to take care of. We have the Week 13 wand-off winner to announce in third place with 18.45% of the vote. It was Stan Tsai with Can I Keep That?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah, okay. Then we have in the second place from last week, it was Patrick with Nashville with a Tony-inspired ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I
got it, I think.
I don't think I can have to hit that register.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Right.
And then our latest entrant, our 19th entrant here into the final wand off with a runaway 44.77% of the vote. It was the great Tyler Jacob Jones with Scrappy Female Underdog.
Season 40. I can't fight this feeling any longer.
T-double-J.
As a super fan, I know what I must do.
Bro, you know.
Which is admit that there is someone playing stronger than all the rest. It's time to give the man his due. 'Cause I've studied every season. I know this game so well. And Tony's playing like a boss. Wait a sec. Here comes Michelle. No, get it together. Don't fall under Twitter's spell. Oh, but there's a scrappy female underdog shining on me like a beacon through the fog.
There you go.
Yes.
Last week's big winner. Okay.
All right.
All right. So we have a total of 19 entrants to get to. So without further ado, let's bring in the host of the final wand off there one more time. Here is the late, great Casey Kasem. Rob and Josh, it's a thrill to be back here to finally end the wand off.
Oh, yeah, Casey.
Casey, we wanted to talk to you about
listen,
this.
Listen.
Because after today, I am so done with you two jabronis. Casey, we still need to talk to you about
Rob,
something.
Rob, you didn't talk to him about this yet? This is probably something we should have done off podcast.
This is the final day of my contract.
Oh, no. Oh, man. This is so uncomfortable. It's like we talked to Casey's agent, obviously.
And after this, see you never.
Oh, God.
No, Casey, there was a whole situation here.
Like a whole bunch of stuff happened where, like, you know, like we said it was going to be the final wand of the year and stuff. And then, like, it became, like, really fun to do again. And everybody really liked it. And also, like, Earth, the mortal coil, is starting to deal with, like, a global pandemic. And, like, the future of Survivor is a little bit uncertain. And we're going into an off season where we're kind of like, I don't know what we're going to do. And so, like, we're definitely going to continue the wand off, Casey. And, like, we definitely need you to show up. It's not going to be okay if you don't show up. Is that all right? Is that okay?
I'm going to have to get back to you after this.
Oh, God.
All right, Casey. Yeah, we want to get you.
Wow. He's holding out. Going. Tough negotiation.
Whole plan.
Yeah.
The whole plan.
This is tough.
Go back. So, okay.
All right. But
in all seriousness, Josh, we are going to, in a couple of weeks, kickstart a summer series for the Wand Off and for our Survivor podcasting.
Yes, yes. It continues. The legend remains. The story goes on.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Here's what we want to do. You know, some people said, hey, could you rewatch a season? We didn't want to get stuck with one season. So we want to bounce around with Marty Piombo and Jimmy T. And bounce around through time and be able to cherry pick episodes of Survivor that we want to watch. We hope you join us for a rewatch this summer. We'll do one episode a week and we will bring you various podcasts about those things. Maybe some interviews, maybe some recaps, but certainly Wand Offs, and who knows what else? Maybe B&Bs, maybe Why Blank Lost. Who knows? But we're going to throw up a shingle every week. We're going to this time and place.
We're going to get shingles?
No.
Don't bring shingles into this.
No. We're going to say, here's where we're going next. Perhaps we'll vote on where we go next. We'll give you some options. But mark your calendars, because the first of these and we need a name also, by the way. We need to come up with a name.
If anyone's got something catchy, Rob and I were like, wait, what are we calling this thing again? Yeah. Like, before we got on the podcast, we're like, we got to work on the name.
But the first one that we're doing, we're set the flux capacitor, set the time coordinates, May 31st, 2020. We're going back 20 years for the very first episode of Survivor. That's the first one.
Marty, we're going back to Borneo, baby.
We're going back to Rich
to the Big Bang. Yes.
And Sonia and everything. Well, Josh, will you do first one out for the first season?
Well, we already played the full Sonia interview that
I did. That's right.
You can always repost it if you'd like.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to be going back last day of May. Be on the lookout for that. We are going back to Survivor episode one to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of Survivor coming up at the end of this month.
Like, so give us a week off, right? You know,
yeah. So nothing next week. We're still working on, trying to set up interviews with these Survivor contestants.
We need the extra time to make sure all of the sticking points on Casey's contract look good.
Yeah. So,
which I really think you dropped the ball on that, Rob. Like, I really feel like you should have had that.
Well,
conversation.
I did have a lot going on.
You know? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe that's a lot going on.
Okay. All right.
No, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be really fun. I can't wait for it. Wand Off season, that's for real. I can't wait to see what everybody else in the RHB podcast universe does with this journey across time and space of Survivor history. I think it's going to be a very fun summer. It's going to be a very fun time here on the podcast.
Josh, we've got so many Wand Offs to get to. I will give you just but one honorable mention.
Just the
for
one?
This week.
Oh, man. Okay.
We have 19 songs.
I guess that's right.
That are at least 2 minutes.
Wait. You said at least 2 minutes?
Well, almost.
Did anybody cross the line?
We'll see.
Oh, God. Oh, gee.
But in the style of the Survivor Ko-Rong Final Four, Davis, Will has a special way to honor our champ, Tony Vlachos.
Okay.
I found out long ago, whoa, that the winner of the winners is Tony Vlachos.
He's the goal.
Tony Vlachos. Tony Vlachos.
Holiday Road is probably one of the easier ways to my heart. Well done.
Okay. All right, Josh, here we go.
Ooh.
We'll start back in season 39. Josh, do you remember season 39?
I have vague memories.
It was called memories. The Island of the Idols.
Yes.
There was Wandoffs for 7 weeks that season.
What happened? Why did it stop?
We'll go back to the week one winner of season 39. It was Corey B.
Yeah.
Here is Corey B to talk about Natalie Anderson's great run here.
Yeah, and should clarify, you weren't just like relegated to Island of the Idols if you are a holdover from 39. How many season 39 specific Wandoffs did we get?
You know, people didn't write songs about season 39.
Okay, great. I just got a nobody, little bit nervous.
Nobody said, yeah, I won during season 39. So my final Wandoff is going to wrap up season 39,
Josh. Right.
I'm not going to talk about the show that was just on Wednesday.
Cool.
I'm going back and I'm going to talk about Tommy didn't find the idol.
If you want to really like stand out from the pack, that would have been a strategy. You know,
Nora made Lauren and Dean make the fire.
That is what happened, right? Yeah. One of these days I'll go back and check it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. No. All of the season 39 people talked about season 40.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to check.
Okay. All right. Here is Corey B.
Oh, dang.
What is it, dog?
Here we are, day 39.
Natalie, I'm proud of her.
We had so much bonding time. I really want to vote her.
But she left on day two.
We've got to think it over.
What the hell are we gonna do? The fans are so bent up ever since Chris Underwood. They want to end the edge. Deja vu might not be good.
And look at what we've seen. Tony V can really play. But you're eliminating Natalie's never gonna measure up to his flawless game.
Hold up.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking we flip it too. Slow up.
What time is it, dog?
It's time for an... We all made some friends when we hung with Natalie. But when you start to edge, you can't say your game's complete. Cause I'm a never edge and you're a never
edge. Oh, no.
Let's finish off whoever's better. Voting for the cops. Your pent-up frustration fulfilled by discrimination. Ain't it such a fun sensation? Let's open finish up.
I'm a spy, I'm in a peeping at his crown that he didn't hesitate to go get.
I got my pen and my parchment. She got voted out and he ain't got no votes yet.
Where was her social game?
They were disconnected from her.
On edge, it was the same.
Natalie and Robert Denny's peanut butter.
This is the perfect end. Don't see it another way.
That woman from the song said, we are coming for you today. Cause I'm a never edger, you're a never edger. Let's finish off whoever's better. Voting for the cop. You'll vent the frustration fulfilled by his coronation. Ain't it such a fun sensation? Let's help him finish up. Cause every voter left needs to vote right. The winner's voting war, now he's winning his fight.
Tony!
We've gotta be sure, so I'm sorry, Michelle. Couldn't choose it better, cause he's our never edger.
That's a tough connotation with Never Edger.
There you go. That is from The Lonely Island of the Idols. So that was a name.
Yeah, I guess.
That was based on season 39.
All right,
but the song was about season 40.
Oh, man. When you marry the content of the song that's based on with the term Never Edger. Very evocative stuff from Corey B this week. Corey B's Justin Timberlake impression, very on, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Really, really good. Man, and you know what stinks is when Natalie Anderson, who is absolutely incredible and one of my favorite Survivor winners ever, does absolutely everything right within the context of the game, and gets to the end and doesn't win. But because of the association with the Edge of Extinction, has to deal with that controversy. As a known never edger, a term that I suppose I have to embrace. I was really thrilled for Natalie. I didn't think that there was much of a chance that she was going to beat Tony in a jury vote. But Natalie is the best, and I think given everything that she had to do, given the hand that she was dealt by Survivor this year, she did it perfectly. Mm-hmm. She did perfectly well.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all I have to say about it.
Josh, back in season 39, Kiri and Alex were on a two-week winning streak.
That's right.
In episodes 2 and 3 of Island of the Idols.
They had a lot of momentum. They must have been really mad when it stopped. So sorry. Please forgive me.
They're here to talk about Natalie Anderson, too. Here is their song for...
Like the second Natalie Anderson? So is this about Nadia?
I mean, Natalie Anderson 2.0.
Well? Got it. Okay.
Here is Kiri and Alex with the number 2 song here in Wombats Nation. There you go. That is from Bobby John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's great. And look, a half Underwood is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
Right?
After Tony, did Chris Underwood have the second best week last week?
Why? Because he was like validated in terms of what you have to do in terms of mapping.
Yeah, I feel like that. Like, well, that was no Chris Underwood performance. He was on Rob as a podcast.
Oh, and that was the big get.
It was a good get. It was a good timing.
For him, I mean. For him, I mean. I think it was great. Yeah, I think so.
It was the right spot for him.
Chris Underwood had a great week.
Yeah.
I think he had a very good week.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that. And I also feel like that he should be given credit for Tony winning the season.
Like how much? How much do you want to give him?
I think that if it wasn't for him,
let's say you have 14 fire tokens of credit.
How about this
for Tony's win? How many tokens are you assigning to Chris Underwood?
I think if it wasn't for Chris Underwood, I think Natalie has more votes and Tony has less. Does Tony lose? I don't know.
Mm.
I think Natalie has more than 4 votes. I think Tony has less than 12 votes.
Mm. I don't know. I think isn't it already out there in the ether at that point from Dom? From Ghost Island, that he wished that he'd thrown himself into the fire challenge. Underwood executes it, but maybe there is still like that. Is that still in the consciousness by the time we get to 40?
If Chris Underwood comes back from the edge of extinction and just like flames out or goes out at 5 or whatever, then I don't know. I think people are like looking at like, hey, this was great. Natalie got to the final 3. Look at her. She's on the edge of extinction.
Right.
Give that woman the money.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
I think she gets a few more votes.
I don't think so on Winners at War. I think she gets the votes from the people who really love and respect her as a friend. And I think that's probably it.
Mm-hmm. Not even Rob and Amber?
No, it seemed like Rob really, he really wanted to give a Tony to Tony.
Mm.
You know, he was really thrilled about Tony. I think I know he said
you
like,
know what you got.
I know he said like you were almost perfect. And that's why he votes for Tony, that he votes for Tony as like a vote against Natalie. Austin Rob was voting for Tony no matter what. That was happening. That was obviously happening. That was very clear. This is fake news if he says otherwise.
Josh, we've still got 17 more final Wandoffs to get to.
I'll shut up, Casey. Sorry.
Becky and Taylor were winners in week 4 of season 39. Here's their song about the origins of the Wandoff.
Hey, Taylor, let's listen to some music. Turn on the radio.
Okay.
This magic moment?
No.
Jeremy's joy.
Yeah!
Sure!
No.
Oh. Not only didn't suck to fire.
No, that song is banned.
I'm sorry, Michelle. You got no votes.
Too soon. She deserves some votes.
Screw the radio, dude. Let's sing our own song.
Okay.
How to explain the wand off to your friends? It is very complicated.
And it's sort of embarrassing. This is how I spend my weekend. When you say you love Survivor, they're surprised that it's still on.
What?
Then you say you hear Casey Kasem's ghost on a podcast show full of inside jokes.
It started with a wiggler.
A Wanda Shirk impersonator.
Submit tracks like Jenny and Colin. Corey B sung about pets back.
All right.
Yeah, Alex, she went back.
3 times.
Shut up, Tim was the innovator, but the boy has got no rhythm.
DJ LaBelle Clark was the Wonder King, but Tyler Jacob Jones dethroned him.
I'm just kidding. Everybody knows Aaron Robinson, Becky, and Taylor never win.
It started with a winner.
A Wonder Shrek impersonator.
But then it got so much bigger. The winners get a snapback. The Wigglers on Bat's head. And now you have the inside track on the Nation of Wombats.
That was from the group Nyanka Trees.
That was amazing. That was really, really, really clever and creative. Unfortunately, obviously disqualified because of the mention of Shut Up Tim. But other than that, really, really, really great.
The number 3 song in Wombats Nation. Yeah. Write it down. Make sure you can vote at robinswebsite.com/vote Wanda.
Definitely eligible for a vote. I was just kidding about the DQ.
All the way back.
Very
in
fun.
Week number 5, Jenny and Phil T talked about a kid on my socks. Remember that?
I do. I do. That was amazing. It's his kid on his socks.
They're back with concern about a dear friend of the podcast. Here are Jenny and Phil.
Alien ant fun. Oh man.
Yeah. Okay.
When she got the Mother Rosa, she was hyped for some mimosas. Probably hankering for ice cream, wearing her Crocs that were lime green. She was sitting at the table, they could see she wasn't stable. Then she ran into her bedroom, they were concerned it was her doom. Sophie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Sophie? Sophie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Sophie? Sophie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Sophie?
Sophie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Sophie?
Sophie, are you okay? Won't you tell us that you're okay? You have to turn out to you, and I'll talk to you. You're both good, Sophie. Come down on this office. No worry, you can tell this. When you reach your trouble, there are concerns of survival. Sophie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Sophie? Sophie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Sophie? Sophie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Sophie?
You've been struck by
severe gastrointestinal distress.
If you're just listening to the podcast, you're missing a great visual of Josh. He's like doubled over. Josh might not be okay.
I actually just got a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
That was from Alien Ant Farm Guy 69.
I lost my headphones cord. It's out.
Okay. Josh, are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm back. I think.
Yeah. Was that the return of Pineapple Boy 27 also?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my head hurts. My head hurts.
All right. Back in week 6 of season 39. Mike from Massachusetts won the wand off. Here he is to talk about Tony's brand of law enforcement.
Ah.
The winner of survival, winner of war. Tony.
Llama police.
Awesome.
What again? You caught a shark. Won a game of patience, and you signed the ladder clause.
No, don't worry, guys. Don't worry. He's designed to be like this.
How is this guy still alive?
Spying from your nest. Cops are us to the end. Nothing from the edge but extortion.
This is extortion code 2C something. I know it's a criminal code that extortion is illegal in the States.
Llama police. The winners liked you best. You won the war. Taking all you can from CBS's payroll.
Whoa, the price of milk just went up. What's going on here?
Never saw the edge. Zero votes against. This is how you'll get 2 million bucks.
Amazing.
That was from the group Radio Heady Fox.
I am just trying to imagine the world where Eddie Fox has listened to Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming together for me.
They don't play it at the dog bar?
No, I don't think so.
Josh, maybe. There was one more winner here in Survivor Island of the Idols. It's Dave from Ohio.
All right.
Who wants to talk about the magic of the wand off. This is wand off track number 6.
Okay.
Why are there so many songs about Wanda and our silly Survivor game? The wand off is ending soon. The close of an era. I know things won't be the same. We'd love to keep tracking the laughs Josh keeps cracking and bugging his wife Emily. Well, someday we'll find it, the wand-off connection for Casey and Wanda and me. All of the songs that we've sent, Randy has probably gone crazy. Just think back to Triple H. When this thing got started, some of us hardly know why. First Wiggler thought of it, the Wombats believed it, and sang about the douchey guy.
That's right.
You might call us villains, corrupting our children, like the Amazing Maisie. Well, someday we'll find find it, the Wandoff connection for Casey and Wanda and me. Do you know what, Wombat Nation? Don't be sad that it's over. Just be happy that it happened.
Aww. Yeah. Lovely.
That was a beautiful song from our favorite Muppet, Kermit the Kagayan. Frogayan.
Yeah. There was nothing. I mean, I guess I'm not thinking about it. Mm. So I think Frogayan.
This is why I'm ready to retire.
You're not going anywhere, man. The people need us. This is, we're in tough times. If I don't get to go, you don't get to go. We're stuck here.
Josh,
where are we going to go? We're here.
It's time for the season 40 winners to roll on through to the final Wandoff.
Okay.
And we'll start this off with our first Winners at War winner for week one. It was Adam B. and Bob with two B's to talk about the state of everything right now.
Right now, Tony Vlachos is the king of Survivor. Right now, you're not sure who won the Sia Prize. Right now, Adam Klein is trying to play this song as an idol. Right now, Survivor Reddit is arguing about everything. Right now, you wish you would have stuck with those piano lessons. Right now, Jeff Probst is planning a new twist that you hate.
Yep.
Right now,
that's definitely true.
Sierra Easton voted out her mom. Right now, someone is reading a Rootbot tweet in Rupert's voice. Right now, Ben Dreeburgen can grow a stash with big handlebars. Right now, Adam B. is about to crush these vocals.
If you have had 16 candles, now you could be a castaway. Filming starts post-lockdown, set up outside.
Wow.
With tribal council set at high noon. But if Rona comes roaring back in a second wave, hey, they could film, film in Jeff's garage. Hey, Survivor's casting. You've got what it takes.
Right now, Sophie Clark is giving a standing ovation. Right now, Casey Kasem is working on a pun.
That was the band Van Halen Ford.
That's a good throw to you.
Boom.
Very good.
Right.
Very
at good 2 minutes. Two pros, yeah, of the, right, Wandoff.
Wow. Yeah, they know
Adam
what to do.
B. And Bob, yeah, with two B's.
Yeah, you just got to cut it.
Lots
at that 2 minute
B's
mark. So if you're not like creatively done, you at least just like kind of got to know that you're about to get cut off. So very, very smart. Very, very smartly done.
Josh.
Oh my God.
It was.
Do you think that the high school survivor is going to be in Jeff's garage?
I don't know. That's getting a little weird now.
I mean, all of it is very odd.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Whole thing is just. Look, I want to see the show again too, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Josh.
Yeah.
Our eighth entry into the Wandoff comes to us from.
So we have 11 more, or we have 12 more.
Eight down, 11 to go.
Woo!
After this. So
wow, okay.
Technically seven down, 12 to go.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. I'm strapping in.
All right.
Strapping in.
Our eighth song here in the final Wandoff was. From the victorious pair of Aaron Robertson and Jordan Kalish, who finally make their first appearance in the final Wandoff.
Goofer.
Here they are to talk about the champ.
What's going on, Cat Daddy Love?
Sandra Shark, ladder climb. What bird is in the nighttime? Spy nest up.
Classic.
In the trees. He won 4 immunities. Tony B, the tunicorn, let out a loud. 2 million bucks, the succubus. Lucina and Tony brought back Cops R Us. All the way from Cagayan. In 34, the team couldn't work its magic, cause Tony was the second one gone. Like Jacob threw it,
yeah.
But now Tony won, and he's the GOAT. Tony Vlachos, the king of Survivor. What Survivor? So many moments on our screens. What would you expect from Team TV? Poor Sophie's blind side. 4-3-2 at final 9. Hello Fiji, baby cakes and babushka came out just to see Tony. He made a promise to her that he'd be chill and not do crazy things like dig a spy bunker. Hello Fiji.
Amazing.
He's been on our screen for all these years, but now we have to leave to go to the Wild West. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That was a big medley that got started off with a song by Ylvisepia. Does anybody know how to pronounce that band's name?
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Rob, I don't think you know either.
No.
Can't help no. Casey. I know.
No, Casey, don't look at me.
Yeah, sorry, bud. Wow, classic. So many throwbacks there. For all the, you know, all the, it wouldn't have been the final wand off here of Wombats at War without those sweet vocal stylings of Aaron Robertson and all of the amazing songs that he and Jordan have created along the way. Hello PG being one of the first song parodies mm-hmm. to truly slay me.
Yeah.
You know, so great stuff.
Yeah. Josh, next up are to another duo that is royalty here in the wand off. It's Jenny and Colin.
Yes.
To talk about this season's two-time winner.
Ski. What's going ski. On, Cat Daddy ski. Love?
Schemers, officers, they'll deceive ya.
Ooh. Cops of Russ is back. A winning millions bringing baby cakes home all the cash. Poof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. When the war's over, who's a king, yo? Oh, Survivor titles, I got two of those. Sandra better make some room for me on the Survivor throne. Cops back, Spice Shack, now the llama is the goat.
Damn, Sarah and Tone, where the hell you been? Tony's playing real reckless, but I love him. Cop to criminal. Now an assassin. Couldn't make fire, but I put out the fireman. They say I'm funny, but I also create fashion. They ain't see me cause I'm standing high my brother Ben. Last week, I done drove the bus in front of Cam. These winners minutes up, cops arrest until the end.
I was in the nest, I'm looking so stealth, but I'm about to start a llama talking to myself. Oh, here comes my partner. My legs may be shaking, but I can still observe her. I'm finding idols, getting extorted. Not bad, huh? For law enforcement. My moment to prevail. I may play like a crook, but I'm never going to jail.
Game Changers ended. I thought I was going to hell. Turns out the only likable villain smell. Tony's winning. Sarah's winning. Tony wins again. Final three locked, but then the plan changed. An edger back with an idol, it's damn lame. Lord, I mean Jeff, stop ruining the damn game. I pray they never bring back Edge again.
That was from the duo of Con and Jay Z Urology.
Wow.
Classic, Casey. Very classic. true to the roots of Jenny and Colin. Jenny and Colin do a ridiculous Sarah and Tony impression. Mm-hmm. there's like some of the ways that they said words are exactly right. It's perfect. Really, really good impression.
Josh?
Yeah.
In week four of Winners at War.
Week four.
It was Lee H, who was the winner of the wand off. Here is a final wand off entry from Lee H. Entry number 10.
Okay.
Where's my name? Where's my name? I gotta ask, what the hell? Not a single miss, shall I played hard in this game? Where's my name? Where's my name? Don't vote for my ex-mister, sitting with my sister, bro, with such a shame. Where's my name? Where's my name? I gotta ask, what the hell? Not a single miss, shall I played hard in this game? Where's my name? Where's my name? Don't vote for my ex-mister, sitting with my sister, Jeff, please say my name.
When I won't go wrong, people said it was wrong. I know my game was strong. Still the fans give me the blame. And now I am back, out to prove I belong. Had a real rough start, every day I fought so hard to prolong. When we swapped the tribes, I got stuck with my ex. Though I was on the outs, it was Parv who went next. So give respect to me, cause I made final three. I know Tony is king, but I'm not some third place cliche. I beat all the odds and I crush the schemes.
Both are some from the extra string.
Nobody ever got rid of me. The sum of the votes is 8 times 2.
I played well, just tell the truth.
I kicked that puzzle right on cue.
What's my name?
What's my name?
Amazing. What the hell? Not a single
Michelle. What's my name? What's my name?
From my ex-mister, sitting with my sister. What's my name? What's my name? I gotta ask for what I want. Not a single Michelle. I played hard in this game. What's my name? What's my name? From my
ex-mister,
sitting with my sister, just
please
say my name.
Woo!
Ooh, ooh! That was from Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. That was beautiful. That was wonderfully done. All of that. The pun, the song. That was amazing.
Josh, we're more than halfway there. 10 wand offs down, wow. 9 to go.
Okay, all right. We're on the other side of the hill.
So far we've endured, and now we're starting to let go.
Okay. Never let go.
The 11th song you're going to hear in the final wand off comes from Michael J. Clark and Laura E.D.
Oh, wow.
Once upon a time, they talked about how Wendell and Michelle kicked it.
Yep.
Here they are to talk about this season's big winner. Here's Michael J. Clark and Laura E.D.
You'll solve a puzzle, then kick it. Michelle has been known to pun things once. Tony came on our screens and we weren't prepared.
Was the sky with his bag of tricks flying so high, yet he somehow maintained control. He won the game and he stole the show.
Now he's back to prove that he is the best.
Don't look up because he's in his spy next.
Oh, oh, Tony Bajos. Here he goes again. Wow, wow. How can you resist him? Tony Bajos on the show again. We didn't know how much we missed him.
Sure, he did bad one season. But maybe that's the reason
that he won the game a second time.
Tony Bajos, no, he ain't no quitter. Wow, wow. How can you resist him? Tony Bajos.
And he's back on Twitter.
We didn't know how much we missed him.
Tony Bajos.
Now he's in his prime.
He's the greatest player of all time.
Oh,
That was a hit awesome. For ABBA Maria Gomez.
Oh, man. Can't wait to see how she does in the sequester. Is it a house? What is it when you're in the sequester?
You're in your house.
Right. That's it, though? Like, there isn't, like, a thing?
You're yeah, I don't think they call it that.
You're in the chat room. Everything.
Yeah.
That was incredible. That was a bop. That mm-hmm. was a real bop. That got me very excited. Tony Vlachos, G-O-A-T? Man, this is a very real argument about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. I'm just saying that. It's wild. It's wild stuff.
Yeah.
When we get to the season 40 winner rankings in the Evolution of Strategy, I think that's going to be a very exciting moment to see where Tony lands.
Yeah.
All right. Very fun.
Josh, in week 6, it was another Wandoff legend who earned his first Wombats hat of this competition. Here is Alex G.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Alex G is track number 12.
I met my wife on Survivor. We have 4 daughters.
Our parents are really old school, you see. The Marianas do it like this. We always try to be the flyest kids on the block, throwing big parties, but Boston Rob says stop. So that's when we had this bright idea. Suggest a season to Jeff Probst, that'll get him out of here. I know you never want to bring the winners out, but we can totally get both our parents out. Then we can have a party, and you can have a show. But what's it called? Winners at War, though. I said, Mom, Dad, yo, why are you sitting home? It's season 40, have you talked to Jeff Probst? And don't worry about staying out on edge. Don't fuss over us, we'll be fine alone.
We're really, really hard for us to leave the kids.
Have a good time, the doorbell rings. Here. Chilling out with Berg and Naughty is over there. And just walking around the house like he's the man. Anybody do it like a poser can. Things are going great, then to our surprise, production walked in we didn't recognize. We said, fellas, yo, you gotta get out. Hey, kids, it's time to go to loved ones' visit.
Loved ones' visit?
Yeah, that's what your contract said. We didn't sign a contract, somebody did. 20 hours in on a Casey. Boat crew, Russian Tony Skids spoke Lemma in a competition. For now, I'm on edge. We'll party more later, cause my mommy's over there, and I really wanna see her. Was that a car door? Oh, dang, we're in trouble. 39-day party, now I smell peanut butter? Can't leave the back out from Fiji. Fincher's gonna get yelled at by Paul Petit. Once mom finds out about this party we had, I don't even want to start thinking about dad. Pass around the house trying to clean up the mess. We sure put his little bee hat to the test. The car door slammed, now they're walking up the steps. Let's just say the whole idea came from Jeff.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Boston Rob. I just wanted to let you know I joined Cameo. So if you're looking for a personalized...
Children of the wind. Then the season, so they all go out. Party while they're gone. What? Say it again. Children of the wind. From the old school to the new school.
Wow.
Alex G's in the house. What? One. The winners at war. Hungry for more. You better be ready. Because the Mariano child is totally winning season 41. Children of the champs. COC. AG. Final wand off.
That was an awesome concept.
That was from the artist Aaron Carter Williams.
Very
he brought
saucy.
The sauce.
He brought the sauce. Very saucy. Someone forwarded it to Penner.
Josh.
Unreal. That's awesome.
Track number 13, the number 13 song in Wombats Nation, comes to us from the team that won the week 7 Wandoff of Winners at War. Here to talk about all the new changes for season 40, here's JR and V in Nashville.
Nice.
The beach full of winners checking under the glass for a clue or advantage. They were scared of a marriage or a poker or a lion's giant heads. Couldn't save Boston Rob. It was awesome when Denise slay the queen.
It's a brand new game after 20 years. I'm damn emotional watching Tony's tears. I lost $100 on an old school win, but it's a brand new game.
They ate the hyenas for a snack. Tony moved above ground. Spinous friendly, that's Miss Shack. Mr. Cop, Mr. Dad, Mr. Baby Cakes. His combine votes, cops are us, and defusing those wind bombs. Play that fleur-de-lis.
There's a brand new king, not a unicorn. See the llama seated here at Tony's throne. He went and shocked the world, played hard day and night. There's a brand new king.
You will see my victory.
tokens are here, but maybe not the edge. For a couple years, I could've used more Yule. Oh yeah, and Tyson too. Welcome to Tony Zoo. It's a brand new game.
There wow. you go. That was from the classic Dr. Horrible and the sing-along Blagayan.
Gagayan getting a lot of play here, understandably, right? You know, and for Lucina.
Yeah, and Lucina. You know? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Josh, woo. Here we go. The 14th track here in the final Wandoff.
Dancidensky had a great suggestion. Dr. Horrible Bosley.
That's a good one. Throw the old one out the window.
These are all by Bill Bosley, so.
Yeah. Here is Jason Lee, winner of the Week 8 Wandoff with his final Wandoff contribution, Jason Lee.
Some people think Jeff Probst doesn't have feelings. He's got feelings. Some people say mean things about Survivor. That hurts Jeff's feelings. This season, some of us fans had a lot of complaints, critiques, and criticisms. What you are about to hear are things some of us complained about that may have hurt Jeff's feelings.
Oh no.
He makes a show for the fans, tries to make it amazing, tries to keep it engaging, make sure the winners keep gaming. But all he hears is people who moan and retch. Nobody seems to like the edge. We hurt Jeff's feelings, we hurt Jeff's feelings. He thought Natalie at Final Three was good, but nobody wants another Chris Underwood. We hurt Jeff's feelings, we hurt Jeff's feelings. The fan reaction to the edge he misunderstood. Here's a little story, bring a tear to his eye. Jeff wrote a new song that he wanted to try. You better be ready, yeah, he thought it was alright, but the audience said it made them wanna die. We hurt Jeff's feelings, we hurt Jeff's feelings. They basically stopped using it after that floating doghouse challenge. We hurt Jeff's feelings, we hurt Jeff's feelings. My winning Wandoff made fun of it, I'm to blame too. The premiere party, Sester Nino's on call. He interviews Jeff outside the screening hall.
Do you like me at all?
We hurt Jeff's feelings. We hurt Jeff's feelings.
And they want to say, oh, and by the way, Probst, he's not all that.
Have you ever been told the edge challenges are bad, or that fire tokens are too hard to understand? Have you ever been told the vote was confusing, cause tribal council had way too much whispering? Have you ever tried to show a lot of family love and then been told that was way too much? Maybe the fan base can cause a lot of drama, but at least we all love that the winner speaks llama. Tears of a producer. Don't wanna make Jeff cry, then watch what you say. Crying tears of a producer.
Sometimes it hurts my feelings because it's personal.
Oh, that was a great one from the Dan Sinensky suggestion, Flight of the Concords.
I would see them. I would definitely check out Flight of the Concords.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Great stuff. Sad. That was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to laugh at anyone's pain. But in some respect, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
With reality TV, I guess. It's like, you know, the devil's contract, yeah, that we signed.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
That's what I've heard. I've heard
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The sound drops. It's still pretty wild, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Josh.
Yeah?
We didn't have enough music to listen to here in the final Wandoff. There was 1 week where you said, hey, I think we need more people in the final Wandoff.
I did. I did say that.
That was on you.
That was on me, and I'm glad for doing it for the benefit of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But for the fatigue of the jaw and the laughter, I'm starting to slightly regret the choice.
The 15th song you're about to listen to is the Josh Wiggler Invitational winner.
Okay.
Here comes Kyle G., who originally was disqualified from consideration in the top five because His song was over 3 minutes long.
That's right. That's right. So it better be the right limit. Otherwise, I'm going to really regret the choice.
Here is Kyle G.
He's a cop to get information. He'd eavesdrop on a conversation. He'd hide in a tree and pretend to be a bird. He'd obscure his vision and make decisions based on what he heard. I must note, it feels like a mirage that the votes read in Jeff Probst's garage overwhelmingly said Tony V's the top, and it all worked out in favor of the cop. He's reached the summit, this is his mummit, Survivor's King reigns supreme. But thanks to the edit, he missed out on credit for some of his lesser-known schemes. Like, okay, we're all fans of his clever spy nest, but other plans were among his finest. He put spy devices in his rivals' homes. He learned their tactics, then systematically rebuilt his clones. He really is that good. After that, he had all their intel, so it tracks that, of course, he did well. But you know he couldn't and he wouldn't stop, 'cause it's just not in the nature of this cop. So one day, he just started smiling and swam away out to Old Ghost Island, where he'd buried a legendary rocket ship that years ago some Wiggler bro had taken on a trip. Now this cop, floating through the cosmos, could eavesdrop on even more convos, 'cause with mad delight he built a satellite, man, props! 'Cause when they plotted he caught him, he was never on the bottom, but Lacina almost shot him 'cause he's a cop.
Papaya.
That was from the soundtrack to the Broadway sensation Anything Ghost Island.
That's awesome. Wow, wait, so I mean, so in the epilogue to First One Out, Ghost Zero, in the shame of me being unable to make fire, Tony and his small army of clones saves me and catapults me off into outer space and stays behind. Is it because he had business to attend to? He had to learn how to make fire from the ashes of the failed fire that I made so that he could make fire on season four. What I'm trying to say is, how many fire tokens do I get for Tony's win?
I think two. Yeah,
I'll take two fire tokens for Tony's win. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Josh, in week 9, DJ E-Berries won the wand off.
Mm-hmm.
But did not submit a final wand off.
Oh, well, DJ Berries maybe like was like, do you guys need a second? Do you guys just need a break to just like take a breath?
Mm-hmm.
And let me fall on the sword. It's like a Ben Dreeburgen move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me sacrifice my spot in the final wand off so you guys can just like get up to a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the eighth inning stretch? Is it the seventh inning? When
this
do you
the seventh
take the
inning stretch?
The seventh inning stretch. Do you want to stretch?
I stood up. I stood. Yeah. I was sitting. I moved to standing up at like 6 wand offs ago.
Oh, man. Well,
but Josh, in week 10, DJ LaBelle Klein became the winner of the wand off. And here he is to try to recapture the glory of Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers and his original wand off season winning hit. Here is DJ LaBelle Klein's latest entry.
Hi, DJ LaBelle Klein here with my final wand off. You know, it was a great finale to a great season, and I've had the sounds of the survivors stuck in my head all season. But this week, something else occupied my attention, and it had it all week long. Aw, shaga, shaga. Shaga, 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 shaga Lucina. Bum it, not Sarah. We kicked it all. Lucina. Bum it, not Sarah. That's right. I want to talk about Mike Bloom's new tattoo. Here's what I think he should get permanently put on his body. A snake and a rat and a little bee hat and the teeth that went missing for Dawn. The men of Samoa, a Tata Balboa, and Jamie kissing Bobby John. Get Jed yelling, damn it, Tata the Bushman, and Malcolm who's ready to hurl. Some nuggets for Wes and your sugar bra lesson, a Mono Mike dancing Earl. A laughing black widow, a finale kiddo, a spy bunker nest in a shack. The letter from JT to Russell put everywhere covering all of Mike's back. A shiny tiara, two kinds of Sierra, the naked bot of Richard Hatch, the B&B Boris and Anna Lamores by tattooing every patch, a boat that says mom and a feathery tom and a podium with full release, some wanda-like singers and chocolatey fingers, yes, Eric is licking cerise, maybe dark grandma, a blabbering lima, a sail with the face of ring daily, no need to pick only one, this has been lots of fun. Plus, there's a chance you could use it to answer the lingering mystery of my identity, get a tattoo, this is Troy.
Wow.
It ends with the self-doxing.
Wow. Big reveals.
So wait, does DJ LaBelle Klein, is he suggesting that Bloom gets all of that tattooed on his body?
I'm not sure. We have to go back and listen again.
Do we still call him DJ LaBelle Klein?
I think that's a sort of like a Lady
an Easter
Gaga.
Egg. This is an Easter egg. Yeah. Okay. If you caught it, you caught it. You caught it. I'm not going
to
say anything further.
That's right. Okay.
Self-identifying in the chat room as we're doing this live. But you got to be, this is what you get when you're a patron. You get the hot goss.
The hot goss. Okay.
The hot goss. I think Mike Bloom should get every single lyric from that song tattooed on his body in like a block.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just like a block on his bicep is like
a sleeve of all of the words.
And he should have like the words stitched together to like form the face of a favorite contestant.
Mm-hmm. Who, Jonathan?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sia?
Yeah. Josh, in week 11, it was Corey and Cal that won the wand off. Here they are with our 17th track here of the final wand off from Carrie and Cal.
We were playing in Fiji with Ben and Sarah and Sophie and Boston Rob. All of those winners in a big time mob, seeing who was gonna do this job.
Never thought it'd be Tony, but now we gotta make fire going cop on cop. Promised each other that we just won't stop till one or the other of us lands on top.
If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say nobody's played like this, they'll say there's no one better. If we go down, then we go down together. You know I never write your name, it's cops are us forever. They were right near the end zone. Now the decision has been zoned. It was so hard walking away from this game all start. Now he's trying to cross the longest yard. Sarah's now in the friend zone. And it's time to play his final card. Give you the shot, but you know you're not the winner yet. And I hope they don't scrap me on the internet. If Sarah wins, it wasn't cause I let her. I may not have 2 million, but now I've got something better. Go down, then we went down together. They'll say we can't do anything. These cops are us forever.
Show them we are. Show them we are. Show them we are.
You better get ready. Winners at war. Winners at war.
Wow.
a beautiful performance from the group The Zane Smokers.
That's incredible. Randy Neupel, top five human being, notes in the chat room that was all played on their own instruments. That was so fun to listen to. That was a blast. That was absolutely awesome.
Josh?
Wow. I'm speechless. That was really, really
good. In week 12, Amazing Maisie won the wand off.
That's right.
And Amazing Maisie is ready to talk about the champion, Tony Vlachos.
No one thought Tony would be at the end, catching baby sharks with his bare hands. And he ran for no reason at all, didn't care when he stumbled and fall. Bombs to the left of him, hyenas to the right, and he knew he'll get more votes than they do. And he'll make the jury laugh too. He was spying, they never knew. His ladder wasn't more than a pole. Even you thought he would be in a hole. First boot to the left of him, floater to the right, and he knew he'll get more votes than they do. While a sinner he could trust covered up her face and died.
I'm gonna cover her skin so she can be camouflaged.
In the end he won a fire, put his arms around her and said,
oh, that's really funny.
That was from the band Vote Steeler's Wheel.
Oh, man. That's so funny. That's a really, really good use of that. Awesome job. Amazing job to the Amazing Maisie.
Amazing Maisie.
Yes.
Josh, our 19th and final entry here in the final Wand Off comes all from right. The man who's a two-time Wand Off champion. He won the Week 13 Wand Off with his song that we opened up this segment with.
That's
here
right.
He is going for his third Wand Off championship. Here is Tyler Jacob Jones.
There is only one name I'll answer to. Lacina. Lacina, Lacina, Lacina.
Lacina.
Lacina. I just made Jeff call me Lacina. Lacina is the name with which I will claim victory. Lacina, from now on you call me Lacina. I've broken down a wall and solved all inequality. Lacina, I will not let my past traumas own me. Plus I think it might help me beat Tommy.
Wow.
Lacina.
Sarah.
Not Sarah. Jeff, call me Lacina. Lacina.
Sarah.
Lacina. Lacina. Lacina.
Sarah.
Lacina. 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 It's a sign that we live in a fair time. Now let's vault off Denise without airtime.
Lacina. Sarah.
From now on, you call me Lacina.
Lacina.
Wow.
Travis.
That was from the musical West Side Story Freeman.
Definitely wasn't on the list of things I thought you were going to say. Rory?
Josh, 19 final wand offs have been played. Are getting played.
Oh, man, they've gotten played. Oh, man.
You can vote at robhasawebsite.com/votewanda. We'll be back in 2 weeks to
doing it. Casey said yes.
Oh, well, he'll show up for the thing, and then whether or not he could pass
to
that
reveal
point is
the winner of this season 40 Wigglers at War.
Yes. Post Borneo, during the when we go back to the beach, when we go back to where it all started, we'll reveal the winner of Wombats at War.
You can listen to all of the entries on the Wandoff SoundCloud playlist as curated by the great top five human, Randy Neupel.
Wow. Randy, unbelievable. You are a paragon of humanity.
Of course, you can check out music videos from the great Jason Curtis Rivera, except no imitation.
Yeah. It's all JCR all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, yeah. Josh, until we meet again, keep your feet on the ground and keep your hands off the table.
All right. Bye, Casey. Wow. See you in 2 weeks. Okay. See you in 2 weeks, Casey.
Final wand off. 19.
Wow.
Final one of us.
Wow, I just laughed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to ambush me with an additional 21 Wandoffs now to get
definitely
us to
not.
Season 40? Okay.
Definitely
okay,
not.
Good.
Okay.
Good. That was hysterical. That was
incredible
absolutely
work
hilarious.
By the,
that was so fun.
The Wanderati.
That was fun. It was emotional. Like everything. It was great. It was everything. It's everything. It's like it encompassed all of the reasons why we are all so dumb together. Right? Why we all get together and do all of this ridiculous nerdery. It's because this is an expression of what it means to be human. Survivor, when it's at its best and even when it's at its worst, explores that concept, explores who we are inside and out. And Rob has a podcast and the world that exists around Survivor, the community that this show has built, is in its own right, to me, an even bigger deal. And the Wandoff being just a small representation of that thing that we've all created here together. Just a wonderful, wonderful time. So lots of belly laughs. My cup is full. If this was indeed the end, that would be all that I needed. I am thrilled that we will continue on into the next couple of weeks. Come along for the ride if you want. And if not, totally cool as well. But this was just a blast. Just an absolute blast.
All right. Josh, what else do you have going on these days?
Lots happening on Post Show. Post Show recaps, very busy. Post Show recaps has a lot going on. We've got two Lost podcasts coming this week.
What?
We've got our recap of the Blastdoor map episode. Lockdown is coming your way midweek, and then it is the 10-year anniversary of the series finale of Lost on Saturday. So we may have a little extra something for you. And by may, I mean we will. Mm-hmm. But what it is shall remain uncovered for now.
Okay. About a classic Lost mystery.
You know, an uncovered item for Lost. Killing Eve, Jessica Lise, and I, we're getting close to the end of the line on that. We just dropped our latest podcast, and everything is super. It's the moment some people have been waiting for. A Survivor simulation from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
What?
Mike Bloom joined Kevin Mahadeo and I for a Brant Steele Survivor simulation of Earth's Mightiest Heroes versus Villains. And the results are chaotic, as they often are with Brant Steele. So keep an ear out for post-show recaps.
Josh,
we're doing
what do you think
like
about an idea for a t-shirt? Tell me if you think this is a good idea. So what if it was like Iron Man... Mm-hmm. But then instead of Iron Man, it was like Tony Vlachos' face in the Iron Man suit. And it was like, ooh, it's Tony.
That's a great idea. That's a good idea.
So good.
I think it's a good idea.
So good. All right. Not a stretch.
Who are we dragging?
No one.
You sure?
Josh. So
someone's dragging anyone without knowing.
Okay. Josh.
Oh, Jessica Sterling tells me that I should tell people I have a Twitch channel now.
Oh, yes.
Where I'm Twitch streaming. I'm playing video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/roundhoward, because that's where we're at in the quarantine. And maybe streaming some other stuff there. I streamed myself taking notes for Down the Hatch today. Apparently that was exciting. Yeah. So if you just want to be a fly on the wall of the process, that's where you can go. Twitch.tv.
So you just sat there and watched the show. Did you do like play by play?
Yeah, I had the episode up on my Twitch stream closed captioning on, so people could follow along, and I was giving some play by play and chatting with people in the chat
room. That's nice.
It was fun. And then, you know, it made the note taking go easier. So that was nice. It was good. It was fun. So
yeah, I think I would concentrate more on the although it would stop me from getting distracted and like walking away.
Yeah. I mean, like that was the big thing. Is like I actually sat down and watched the whole episode. Whereas normally I would watch like 15 minutes and then go eat something and then come back and then 20 minutes and then 5 minutes.
That's a good idea. I would try that, except that I'm not able to do any task uninterrupted for more than 5 minutes without being called by somebody at my house.
Has that been happening the past hour 40-ish minutes?
No. When I'm recording, that's good.
You're off limits.
Yeah, this is why I like to record
so much.
That's
the secret. That's why Twitch is a good idea, because you're always recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just Twitch your whole life and no one can touch you.
Eh. We'll see about that.
Can they?
We'll see about that. All right. Patron trivia is coming up here in about 2 hours. So
nice.
We'll be turning around for that later on tonight. I have a podcast I recorded last night with Liana Boris. We watched all of the Ponderosa videos, so you don't have to, Josh.
I did, though.
You did?
Almost all of them.
Did you enjoy?
I had a very good time.
Yeah.
I missed the Romber one. I didn't watch the
Romber
one.
Yeah, I would say it's not... The Ponderosa videos are not essential viewing, but it's fun.
It's fun to watch them all just like shoving junk food into each other's faces in the tent. That was fun.
Yeah. So we went through all that. We're going to have that up for you later on this week. That I know a lot of people want to know, like, hey, Rob, no pressure, but where are all the deep dives?
Yeah. Also, I did have a question. Rob, no pressure, but where are all the deep dives?
Yeah. Look, we're working on it. We're working on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give the man some time.
It's not give the man some time. It's that
we'll also give the man some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Look.
A little bit of both things where you give the man just a little bit of time.
It's not like I am, you know, not with my pedal through the metal. That is not, and that's not like I saw somebody being like, hey, Rob, like, that's good that you've taken some time. I took no time off.
Mm-hmm.
I've not taken any time off.
Ever.
Let me correct the misconception that I have taken time off. I have not.
Okay.
That we're working on it. I've been saying this, you know, coming in where that these are not new players this season that were dying for their first chance to get in front of a microphone.
Right. Yeah. Maybe have to work for it a little more. They may be taking some time.
Mm-hmm.
They may want to like hop off the Survivor train for a little while.
Yeah. These aren't people that are like super thirsty for, you know, let's see what we can do. We're working on it.
Working on it.
All right.
Okay. I look forward to whatever you deliver. You've delivered great content in the wake of the finale already. The podcast about Ponderosa sounds like it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. Everything with Allie was great. Looking forward to checking out the Kellen interview.
And if you want to hear from Tyson, check out News AF coming Tuesday.
Cool. Is he talking about what happened out there?
You mean the world? Yes, every week.
But not in the world of the edge of extinction.
No, when Tyson is ready for a deep dive, you'll hear it.
You'll do it. Cool.
You'll hear it. Yes.
Cool. Okay. Cool.
All right. Yeah. So
I look forward to whatever you do.
Yeah.
You did you put a third wheel on, right?
Rob
on
the podcast? Sure.
How was that?
It's fun.
Great.
So we got all that coming up, and then I promise you a deep dive by the end of the week, okay?
Don't promise anything like that.
Okay, well, that I have somebody booked.
Okay.
Think you'll be happy.
Okay.
I'm going to talk with them. Scheduled to talk on Friday. Okay?
Okay. Well, then don't... That's a very dangerous thing to promise by the end of the week if you're recording it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens if you get to Friday and then the person's like, ah!
Well, look, I'll tell you that I had somebody booked and they ended up canceling.
Okay. So you have someone booked for Friday... And now the pressure is on that person to show up.
Yeah, but you don't know who it is.
Yeah, but that person knows.
Maybe they don't listen to this. It's like 2 hours in.
Who doesn't listen to the Wiggle Room? Okay. Come on.
All right. So we're working on that, of course. We've got a lot still to come. this week as well. So be on the lookout.
Hat off to you. My hat off to you for everything that you've done this season, everything you've done in this cycle of Survivor, everything that you are about to have to do in order to reinvent the wheel as we move through the unknown, which will be
the
first chapter of TEOS 34, part one. Mm-hmm. That's what Sandra said. So how can you resist? Mm-hmm. So you've got this, though. We're all in this together. We're going to do this. We're going to be great. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Okay. All right. So, of course, you can check out everything we're doing behind the scenes of Robert's podcast. All the patron content we have going on, patron trivia, patron 545, Facebook Friday, our patron Facebook community, and much more over at robertswebsite.com/patron. Of course, looking forward to getting back together with Josh Wiggler in a couple of weeks to talk about the first episode of Survivor Borneo. If you have ideas for Wandoffs, you have a couple of weeks to play with those when we'll announce the winner of the final Wandoff. Thanks so much to Kurt Clark for all of his tabulating all season long. And until next time, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Can't fight this feeling any longer. As a super fan, I know what I must do. Which is admit that there is someone playing stronger than all the rest. It's time to give the man his due. 'Cause I've studied every season, I know this game so well. And Tony's playing like a boss. Wait a sec, here comes Michelle. No, get it together. Don't fall under Twitter's spell. Oh, but there's a scrappy female underdog shining on me like a beacon through the fog. Just want to burst into applause when I think of all the odds she's facing. Yes, Michelle's a scrappy female underdog, a goddess who is likely to be robbed. Oh God, why do I do this to myself? Destroy my stats, mental health.